stunt performers are no longer at the sidelines of the movie industry. They're at the center. A quick scan of any of the shows at the multiplex will include people flying all over the place in ways that were unimaginable a generation ago. It's about making the impossible look easy, and that calls for a whole new generation of stunt specialists. Such a one is Grant Miyashiro of the Ninja Monkeys, a Hawaii-based group of specialists in stunt training, fight scene choreography, and stunt coordination. He's with us in our studio. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
You know, we were talking before the show, and I was saying I saw a bunch of previews at the theater over the weekend, and almost all of them were stunt-driven. That's really a change, isn't it?
Yeah, before it's a lot of comedies and more dramas. Now there's more pull to more action movies, which is good.
What are the influences? What brought all this about?
Well, when in 2004, we did a local... A friend of mine was playing Ninja EX, Mr. Kevin Wan. He was playing Ninja EX on OC16, mm-hmm. directed by Aaron Yamamoto. And then... So from there, we just kind of stayed together and we started training together because we're more friends that did martial arts versus stunt people. So after a while of learning how not to fall, we learned how to fall correctly. Mm-hmm. So then we started teaching other people who wanted to find out, and eventually we grew to the organization that we are right now.
But martial arts is very much a part of contemporary stunt work in movies, right?
Yes, it is.
What are the other things that have changed the way stunts are done in movies?
There's a lot of work with green screen. There's a lot of more, I think, high impact car stunts, more physical. The stuntman has to be more physical. They are more gymnasts, martial artists, be able to do more flips, more dynamic falls. You know, that kind of a training regimen is really difficult, but. You know, it's something that needs to be done if you want to be a stunt person, be safe.
And all of which requires a great deal of training and being in great physical shape as well.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Specifically, you guys do a lot of work with fight scenes.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. fight scenes these days are very martial arts influenced, yeah?
Yes.
What is it, you know, in terms of the hero taking on eight guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how does that evolve over the years?
So... I think we're seeing a little bit more of the Hong Kong style of fight scenes, you know, slowly integrating into like American movies, and especially in TV, like they have Into the Badlands with AMC, and then they have Daredevil season one with Netflix and Marvel. And those are, you can see more of the fight scenes evolving that way with the longer takes that they do in Hong Kong.
How would you describe the Hong Kong style?
The Hong Kong style is more like the old school Jackie Chan style movies where they're fighting, they can actually do a longer take because everybody in the scene can actually fight. So you're doing like maybe 30 second or 10 second shots versus mm-hmm. in America, like, you know, to take something like Born Identity where the action is chopped up. You know, there's a lot of edits and stuff like that, so...
Well, people actually fight, but how do you do that without hurting each other?
A lot of training, a lot of practice. With us, we like to, me and the other stunt guys, we've worked together so long in the Ninja Monkeys that when you put us into a fight scene, we know how far the person can reach, how we can react to them, what their timing is. Mm-hmm. So it actually really helps us a lot more when we actually do a production.
So when you have a shot of, say, a punch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you don't connect.
Right.
But what do you do? Come, you know, within a half inch or?
It depending on, it's mostly camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do something like over the shoulder, you can actually be about a foot away and still throw the punch. But if you react correctly when the fist comes, it actually looks like a real hit.
So when the fist is at the end of its arc, you fly back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all depending on the choreography that is on there. Sometimes if you need to be pulled back more, then, you know, rig you up, pull you away.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the choreography.
You mentioned Jackie Chan. Is he really an innovator in his movie, his Hong Kong chop socky movie?
I think so. I mean, Jackie Chan is like my hero. I've looked up to him ever since, you know, I saw his first movie, you know, and, you know, his comedy and the way he performs and just the use of the practical stunts, you know, he broke almost every single bone in his body.
Yeah.
And he has innovated it, you know, not just the stunt work, but how his team works together. And watching how they work with one another is kind of amazing.
You were telling me that they, in a mass fight scene, they have ways of giving each other verbal cues.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Chan, My Sense, is a great DVD documentary on this stuff. So Jackie Chan is in the middle, and they have all these guys around him. But the guys in front do a certain kind of growl, and the guys in the back do a separate kind of growl. So when they fight him, it's he knows when they're coming.
From behind
and stuff like that. So he knows where to act or what the timing is so that he knows it. He can duck underneath the punch or move away from the kick or the stick that's coming that way.
This sounds like an awful lot like very intricate dance.
Oh, yeah. Because he's a trained in Hong Kong opera.
Chinese opera.
Uh-huh. So a lot of his fight scenes are very almost dance-like. He can actually put a beat to his fight scenes because it's very rhythmic the way he does his fight scenes.
Well, you don't want to emulate him in terms of breaking every bone in your
body.
Right?
No.
So how do you keep it all safe?
When we choreograph stunts, we want to make sure we keep in mind not only the intensity of the fight scene, but the ability of the people in the fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
If the person can't really do a kick, I'm not going to ask him to do, you know, a 360 spinning heel kick. I'll just make, if they're more of a boxer, you know, have them do more boxing stuff.
It really helps that you folks have worked together, I would think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
Sort of knowing what you can do and what you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Just like life.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Grant.
No problem. Thank you.
Grant Miyashiro is a member of the Ninja Monkeys, a Hawaii-based group of specialists in stunt training, fight scene choreography, and stunt coordination.